there is no gray.
We gotta go and we gotta knock the shit out of these people.
You know? Lady, your life is in danger!
Just black and white.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
This is Danny Land.
He's a pussy. That's terrible. Terrible.
Well, thank you. All right. How are you? My name is Danny Chekolinski. I'm broadcasting from an undisclosed location here in West Palm Beach, Florida. And this is Danny Land. So anyhow, I'm on Huffington Post this morning. And the headline was, Ideal Male Body Type in 19 Countries. So, you know, obviously a bunch of pictures. So I'm looking at all these pictures and my conclusion is I need to move somewhere where they worship Buddha. Yes. No, see, you know, actually, a little sidebar here. Actually, ever since I had that heart block and, you know, I died and I was in a coma for 6 days and ICU for 3 weeks. Well, wait, if you don't know the story briefly, that happened on September the 21st and then I got out of the hospital on October the 5th. It's ridiculous. Mediterranean diet. That's what I'm on. So I basically walk around in my underwear for a week and I don't have running water and I pretend I'm a third world country. It's not true. See, I have to do that because some people will actually believe that is. Anyhow, no, it's lots of fish and fresh vegetables, fruits and salads, hummus. Well, there's one for you. It's a chickpea. It's a ground up chickpea, all right? If you don't know what hummus is. But if you are a hummus person, and I am, you stay close to the house. If you've ever had a colonoscopy, it's like the day of preparation, the day before. Exactly, you know what I'm talking about now, right? You will, if you're a hummus fan, you will definitely feel like a candle that's melting. Oh, one more thing about TV, okay? Because I watch way too much TV. Yeah, you ever been put on a new drug by a doctor and then you see the ad on TV where there's a $35 billion civil action suit because one of the side effects is, I don't know, yeah, your freaking head's going to, your head's going to fall off, huh? Yeah, that's you know, that's a very comforting thing to know about one of the potential side effects of this new drug that you just took. You're trying to go to sleep and you're wondering if you're ever going to wake up, and if you do, that, you know, the dog's going to be in the corner playing with your head. Maybe it's just down here in West Palm Beach that we get all these lawyers and pills and suing and anyhow. This is great. Makes me very happy. Actor Dick Van Dyke. He's in the news. This is topical, so I get to bring it up. Actor Dick Van Dyke has gone online, or on record, I should say, as endorsing Bernie Sanders.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something. You know, in Bernie Sanders, I see a man saying that the emperor has no clothes, while everyone around him saying they insist they see clothes. Now, whether or not he makes it to the White House, I hope and pray that everyone hears the alarm he's sounding now. Maybe the last voice we ever hear.
Actually, I think he's right. I do think that Bernie Sanders will be the last voice that you hear, Dick.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something.
I'm just picturing Dick Van Dyke watching Bernie on Meet the Press Sunday morning. Dick's sitting in the old recliner, and he just swallows those dentures and chokes to death right there. Yeah. No, I mean, you got to. TMZ is actually running the Bernie Sanders Dick Van Dyke endorsement thing. Yeah. You got to see this video. Dick didn't know where the heck he was at. He thought he was at the grand opening of a Chick-fil-A. He's staring off. He's staring off into nowhere, and I'm thinking, okay, that's great that you. What does this do for Bernie Sanders? Now it ensures that everybody, or anybody over 90, will now run out and vote for Bernie Sanders. Get that 90 and over vote.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something.
All right, speaking of the election, and we are Donald Trump was speaking in around the in Atlanta. This was this past Sunday, and a protester, follow me now here, turned off the lights. So, yeah, and the thing is about Trump, like him or hate him, you can't out Trump. Don't hand him a wild card because this is what happens.
They were probably sent here so that we put them in our jails. Because to put them in our jails, they didn't pay the electric bill. To put them, oh, I like that much better. Don't turn the lights on. Plus, we save on electricity, right? And because the lights didn't work, I won't pay the rent. So we get better lighting and we don't pay the rent, right? Right? Turn them off. Let's go. Ready? Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights. Turn them off. No, no. That's the way we have to negotiate for our country. It's the kind of sick thinking we really need for our country. Isn't that right?
Okay. Here's something I don't get, okay? If you're a protester, figure it out. All right? You went to all this effort to shut off the lights. What does that do? You know, spend a little bit more manpower, spend a little bit more time in that brainstorming meeting of protesters, and figure out how to shut off the power. Because let me explain something to you, all right? From somebody that has been there, that would be me. Danny Chekolinski, Danny Land, how are you? We all good? Can you hear me in the back? It's because I have this big microphone, correct? Right. All right. Now, if I'm on stage and all of a sudden the power's gone and I'm looking at 1,000 people, 2,000 people with a microphone that doesn't work, it gets uncomfortable in a hurry. In a hurry. Reminds me of, yeah. And, you know, the thing is, you can't out-Trump Trump. Don't throw him a wild card. Just look what happens. It's like a comedian on stage waiting for somebody to start to heckle him because he's got a bunch of material. Just a bunch of material is ready. So don't try it out. You can't do it. See, I got to sit here and I have to solve everybody's problems. Oh, a little sidebar about the Trump thing. I think I mentioned last time that I bought one of those Donald Trump. It's the camo hat. It says, make America great again, but it's camo. So it's extremely offensive. So to people that aren't into Trump, and there's a lot of them, believe me. But that's pretty much my motivation. I love to wear the hat and just walk around. But you forget you have it on. So I'm in Walmart the other day. Yeah, great, great spot, huh? And all of a sudden, this guy is staring at me, and he says, do you want to ruin this country? And again, I forgot about the hat. So I'm looking at this guy, and I know he's looking at me, and I know he's talking to me, so I'm thinking, oh, good, here we go. He's going to pull out a Rambo knife and slice me up right here in the dog food aisle. Oh, God, yeah, the hat. We're actually in line, all right? This happened while we're in line, so... Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, probably plenty of time to notice the hat, I guess, and then it just got on his nerves. And I said, well, I noticed he was holding an EBT card. Now, if you don't know what that means, it means the person is on food stamps. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm thinking in my mind, all right. You know, you probably lost your job in the last year or two. A lot of people have. Hello? Hi, see my hand here. 96 here. 96 and a half million people are out of the workplace. So the way that I figure it is, it's let me think of a comparison for you. All right, here you go. You're in Vegas. You've been there for 17 hours, sitting at the blackjack table. You You stink like a you stink like a goat bus, and you know you drank so much that you drank yourself sober. You want to go up to the room. You want to get maybe a 2 hour rest before you go back down and destroy your body. So and the thing is, you're pretty much, I don't know, maybe down 100, up 100 playing blackjack. You go, screw it. You go boom. Just push. You push all the chips over. You're all in for that last round. That's pretty much what I am. I'm like, you know what? All in. Hour number 17 here in Vegas. Let's see how this works out. Anyhow. That's a great story. A woman in Washington, her name is Flossie Dickey. Flossie Dickey turned 110 years old the other day, and a local TV talking head went out there to bother her. Oh, I'm sorry. To interview her. TV stations, I just don't get it. The best part is Flossie at 110, she was not looking at this as a Mondo Jovial type tundra.
Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning, is that right?
I am tired.
She is very tired. That's actually, I heard, your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
You know, I'm not even a psychic, but I can make a prediction here. Good old Flossie, she's not going to see 111. No. No siree, Bob.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something.
I would like to say... Well, I would actually like to ask Flossie if she wants to come and spend the night at my house. Just Flossie and Dick Van Dyke. I love an older woman.
Oh my God! What did Flossie say? She's 110 and she wants to sleep all the time. Look, lady, don't worry. Your wish is coming soon. Poor lady. And that's the thing, you know. I want to live to a certain age, and that's until I feel crappy. So that's probably another, 3 months, something like that. Anyhow, you know that at some point, poor old Flossie has become a prop. Employees at the nursing home, you know, propping her up and taking selfies. You know how that goes, right? Okay. A woman in Utah opened up a can of green beans last week and found the head of a snake inside. By the way, the company that made the beans, just in case you want to know, Western Family. I don't think I've seen those down here. Anyhow, they halted production and they're taking all the cans off all the shelves, doing that type of thing. Here's the lady. Her name is Troy. Yeah, lady Troy Walker. She had the can of beans with the snake head in it.
When I went to dish them out, thought it was a burnt bean, and lo and behold, it was a snake head. We just found the head, so we're like, oh, I wonder where the body is. That was my biggest concern, that somebody else would get the body or something of the snake and not the snake head.
Oh, wait. Go back to the beginning of that clip. She thought it was a baked bean?
When I went to dish them out, I thought it was a burnt bean.
Okay, all right. Well, the first thing I'm thinking is I'm wondering about your cooking, lady, because how small was that snake, or how big were the beans? I thought it was a baked bean. And the first thing that you did is you called the local TV station. I think that's asinine. The first thing you do is you put dinner on hold and you're not thinking about anybody that got the rest of the body. I couldn't care. You know, you're calling an attorney. This is litigation right here. Absolutely. Yeah, the first thing. I thought about somebody else. I hope they didn't get the body. You're not thinking about anyone else. You're thinking about yourself, and you should. You got a can of green beans that you paid maybe 89 cents for. It's probably buy one, get one free. And you got a freaking snake head. You know what? I'm pissed. And you should be too. Daytona 500. Here you go. Denny Hamilton won his first day. This was on, was it Saturday, Sunday? Weekend. Anyhow, it was his first Daytona 500 won yesterday. And it was also the closest Daytona 500 in the history of the race. And here, here are some announcers getting extremely excited about what is going on.
Hamlin a second. Up high.
Watch the inside. Mark Truex Jr. three wide.
Truex to the bottom. No, Red.
Kenseth saves it. Here they come to the line. This is the finish of the Daytona 500.
Come on,
side by side, bouncing off each other.
Unbelievable. I think it was Denny Hamlin.
I have it as Hamlin.
Hamlin by an inch.
What
Denny
a finish.
Hamlin. By an inch. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
There was a lot of excitement there, wasn't it? Now, again, I have watched NASCAR on TV. I've not been to a race. They say that you have to, once you go to the race, you get the whole thing. But, again, I don't know. To me, these cars are driving in circles. It's almost like looking for a parking space at the mall during Christmas time, but obviously much, much slower.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something.
Yes. I just want to say that I go to the mall and I like to buy my socks at Sears. I like the ones that stretch. If my socks from Sears had a snap on it, I would hook it up to my diaper.
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something.
I mean, I'm sorry, but Danny sure found the one drop that he's going to overuse this week, didn't he? I'm sorry. I find that very funny, and I hope you do too. If not, it's laughs for one, and there you go. I don't know. We were going to hire him, but he sure likes that Dick Van Dyke guy. Yeah. It was on TMZ. It's topical. Trust me. I don't know. Think you're going to be doing B. Arthur and Jerry Lewis stuff coming up next. Here you go. Kris Jenner introduced Culture Club. Evidently, they need an introduction. Culture Club was playing at a concert in L.A. on Saturday. I think they were filling in for Men Without Hats, but I could be wrong. And the funny thing about this, the clip we'll play here, is the intro is much longer than the clip I'll share with you, but I did that for your sake, so you don't have to hear a lot of Kris Jenner. However, I will tell you something. She was booed the entire time. All right, let's listen in to people just booing Kris Jenner. Something guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Here to introduce Culture Club, she's the momager of the century, star of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kris Jenner.
Good evening. From the moment I heard about Boy George back in the 80s, I was completely obsessed. Not only with his music, but inspired by his amazing fashion and style. I wanted the hat, the eyebrows, the red lip, and the blush.
Hello. I got news for you, Kris. You just divorced him. Oh, that was too easy, right? Like straight. You didn't see that one coming from Roswell, New Mexico. Anyhow. Here's a question, all right? Would you say, and I would think that you would agree with me, if not, then you're going through your life misguided. But anyhow, 90% of the people are booing her. Yeah? All right. Then you'll agree with me. And I've seen the show. And what was she, the momager? The momager of the year? You're a bad mom. You're a gold digger. And the people, you know, the people that I've run across, some people that be, obviously she's very popular and very, very rich. I don't know who she's popular. Here's my point. I ran into somebody who said, oh, that Krista, yeah, I like her. And I said, well, really, why is that? And the answer, I just do. Brilliant. Anybody else want to make some sort of a statement before we leave here?
Hi, Dick Van Dyke. I want to say something.
I like the Kardashians. I'm actually living in a tool shed behind their house. On very hot days, Chris will bring me out some lemonade with a big spoon.
All right, I'll put it away. Put your toys away, clean up that spot around you, and get down here right now for dinner, okay? Hurry up and wash your hands. All right, that's all we got for you this week. My name is Danny Chekalinski. Be my friend on Facebook. It's Radio Danny. Or do that Twitter thing, shall you? Or shall we? It's Danny Check, D-A-N-N-Y, C like a Charlie, Z like a zebra, E-K. And I thank you so very much for listening. I mean that, too. We will see you next time on Danny Lynn.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.